Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having Jim Ballard back on the show. James Ballard is the name on the book that I first met him through. His book, What's the Rush, was a book we talked about more than 11 years ago when he first joined our Brain Trust. Jim is an author and a trainer and a speaker and one of the smartest guys I know, especially when it comes to getting yourself together, getting yourself centered, getting yourself balanced. And he's written a number of books and helped other people write a number of books as a co-author. And he's our good friend. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, man. Always glad to be here. Always makes me happy to be here.
Well, me too. And also, by the way, folks, Mind Like Water, Little Wave, Old Swell, a number of Jim's books. And Jim, that word you used, happy, is a word that's a word that we often use easily, but happiness is not always easy to accomplish, is it?
Well, you know, that's what we're going to talk about this morning. It does sort of feel like something that sort of happens to us. And we're going to talk this morning about happening it.
Well, there's something called a happiness advantage, right? That you've been thinking about.
Yeah, there's a guy, a friend of mine named Sean Aker, at Harvard, who has a book now called The Happiness Advantage, and mm-hmm. as the title implies, he's talking about principles and practices that fuel success and performance at work, and it's part of the movement called positive psychology that's been going on maybe 10 years. People have been writing about books about happiness and the flow and those kinds of books. But Sean really takes a look at the research in this area because he's a researcher himself, and. He's a young guy, but he's spent a lot of years at Harvard. He's a single guy, and through his work and graduate work there, he's coached a lot of undergraduates. He's always been sort of a dorm kind of guy.
Now, you're not – now, Jim, you said he was single. You just kind of threw that in there. You're not trying to say that's what makes him happy, are you, that he's able to find happiness because he's single? You're not saying that, are you?
Not at all. No, the reason I'm single is that he has lived in dormitories. Harvard for a number of years and conducted research with undergraduates at Harvard. And what Aker says is, you know, if anybody should be happy, it's these guys that end up at a prestigious school like Harvard who have all the advantages and so on. And he says most of them do come from really advantageous backgrounds,
right.
But he finds that a lot of them are very depressed after they get over the initial excitement of being there. They get into the hating the studies and getting down about their progress. And he says, you know, they become sort of a statistic like the rest of the population of people that go to work every day and really don't like what they're doing.
Well, you know, and I've said this to you before, Jim, and I'll say it again because I think it needs to be said. If you aren't capable of being happy with money and stuff, if you aren't capable of being happy with positive situations, you know, then you're not going to be without those things. You're not going to be happy with them because, I've learned that a long time ago. Just because someone has a lot of money, just because someone's to the manor born, just because they have great opportunities, that is not an automatic deliverer of happiness. And a lot of people,
right.
a lot of people
and,
with
you
less
know,
than
what Sean talks about is that there are certain people that are sort of by nature happy, but there's a lot of us that aren't. And he wants to, after getting over after treating the advantages of being happy, and that's what a lot of what his work is about, is to show as his book title suggests, that there's an advantage to being happy. And that advantage goes out to into the areas of health, relationships, mm-hmm. and success, and money-making, and longevity. And every part of our lives is affected by happiness. And what he quotes is the longest, largest study of a group of men that's ever been done in this area. And it's called the Harvard Study.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked something like 600 graduates of Harvard back in the 40s and followed them for 40 years.
Wow.
What they wanted to do was to find out what happened to them after that,
mm-hmm.
and who ended up being successful and happy and long-lived and successful in life in all areas. And what they found was that the people that were happy did, and the people who weren't, who were not so much, didn't. And the guy who did the study was asked, you know, what's the bottom line of this? And he said, I'll give it to you in one word: love.
Wow.
Full stop. And you know, he said that our connections with other people actually affect our brains, and can capitalize on the positivity that comes to us in life, and that's the second half of his work. Meaning that if you understand that there's an advantage to being happy, a lot of people would say, well, that's good, that sounds good, but I'm not happy by nature, what do I do? And so that's also what we're going to talk about.
Love, yeah. Well, there's no question about it. There's something about feeling that other people are thinking about you, that they care about you, about having somewhere to go where you're where the people who see you are glad to see you, that you see the look on their face. I've got grandsons, Jim. I know you do too. When my little guys see me and I kneel get down on one knee and they come running toward me and knock me over with a big hug, everything else, all the other stuff goes away. And of course, there's lots of different kinds of love. I mean, it doesn't have to be from little kids. And so I think that's right. Another thing that I want to talk about, though, when we come back after this break, I want to talk about what you think about how to find happiness through values, making sure that your values are in alignment. I'm going to ask you about that because I think that's important to talk about. Jim Ballard, give us your website, please.
Jim Ballard?
JimBallard.com, is that your website?
It's one of them, right?
All right. Hold on to that thought, Jim. I got to take a quick break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Jim Ballard after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.